Still Feel auf Flux FM abgespielt, ein Stück von Half-Alive aus California. Die Band spielt heute Abend im Privatclub und vorher quatschen wir ein bisschen über die Vorteile einer Ausbildung an der Filmhochschule, über choreografierte Videos. Wir finden vielleicht sogar heraus, warum L.A. immer mehr so ein Zentrum für gute Musik wird und gar nicht mehr so für die Filmindustrie bekannt zu sein scheint. Wir werden außerdem Pläne für die nähere Zukunft hier besprechen. Auf der Antenne bei Flux FM. So, once again, welcome to Flux FM. Josh, Brad, and J. Tyler Johnson.
Thanks for having us.
It's like, it seems as if you were all named Tyler Johnson.
Yeah.
With your last name. That was like a bit confusing. Yeah, a bit confusing. But, I mean, people out there,
they like to be confused.
Yeah, everybody is Tyler Johnson.
Yeah. That was actually the first version of the band name was the Tyler Johnsons. So where are you coming from right now?
Long Beach, California.
Oh, right. So you flown in directly today or?
Last night.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. Cool. I mean, you have chosen a pretty good time frame to promote your work here in Germany because spring has started like 2 days ago.
Woohoo.
And 3 days ago, you would have been depressed. Like, landed with the plane and you were like, oh no, I'm too depressed. I can't do music anymore.
Yeah,
because it was really shitty.
Yeah.
And now it's great.
The weather's great.
Thank you for bringing the sun with you, maybe.
Amazing, yes.
Of course.
We've just listened to the beautiful song called Still Feel, and the song is accompanied by a great video in which you guys do a choreographed dance routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's something that I don't see enough. That's something I really love, especially when the guys doing the dance routine, when you see that they're not like... It's not like their MO, you know? It's not like what they do every day.
Totally.
I love that. And I think it was kind of like your idea to do that video because you studied at a film school.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you know how to work that field as well.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely inspired by a lot of, lots of film stuff early on, but then just wanted to incorporate tons of dance stuff. It worked out well.
Yeah, cool. And there's this one friend of the band who did the choreography.
Yeah.
My brother.
Nice.
He and his co-collaborator, Aiden Carberry, are in a collective called Jaw Collective, and they choreographed everything.
They're incredible.
Yeah. And what has the... I mean, I looked at the video, and it's another animal to rehearse the music with the band and to rehearse a choreography with the band.
Yeah.
And it seems so... There's a certain intimacy happening, I think, with all the touching and hands and faces.
Right. Brett loved that.
he's asking.
I'm shaking my head right now.
Thank you. Brett knows how radio works, though. I'm shaking my head right now. I mean to say no. So you're not asking for touching your face, like after a gig.
It wasn't a specific request. No.
Please touch my face again. I miss it so much. No, but what is there something that has happened with the chemistry within the band because you've become closer maybe because of the choreographed video routine? Are you dancing in a similar way now?
I thought it brought a new appreciation for the song. I thought Jordan and Aiden brought out a lot of really cool moments in the song that I might not have noticed.
Okay.
With like, for example, like choreographing little like spider moves on the arms for that like trap hi-hats. I thought it's really cool, and a bunch of other moments, of course.
Okay, cool.
So for me, it helped a new intimacy with the song.
Okay, cool.
Maybe less of intimacy with Jay.
that's still to come.
Yeah. Well, it helped me understand the music that I'm playing, but I still don't like the guys I'm with.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. I mean, I'm always happy if I can, sum up things other people have said in a correct way. I'm really happy to
see that. Excellent.
So will the film thing influence the future music of Half-Alive? Are you going to do more videos on your own? Because I think that's an advantage for you as a band that you know how that shit works as
Yeah, it definitely helps push the narrative on the visual side of things that we do it all ourselves. So I think we will definitely continue to do so.
And I think it's the importance of music videos has changed again, right? Because like 5 to 10 years ago, it was like, well, no, we don't have to do a video anymore. MTV's dead, you know?
Right.
And the quality on YouTube is shit. So if you don't have a pixel video that's pixelated anyhow, right. just don't upload it. It's shit.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it's back. Like, the music video
totally
is back.
Because I think, important nowadays.
Yeah, I think Still Feel wouldn't have been as big as it is.
Right, without the video.
Yeah. Because it's 10 million fucking clicks on it.
Yeah.
And I'm cursing because it's too many. Not because of the quality of the song, but it's disturbing, isn't it?
Right.
10 million people.
Yeah, it's a lot. We were very surprised by that.
How do they all look like? What's the fate? 10 million fates behind 10 million. Sorry.
It's such Monday. A good question. It's such a good question.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Monday, you know? That's because that's when all my questions are getting a bit more like crazy.
Yeah,
because, I mean,
out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you reel it in.
They're real questions. Yeah.
Now let's listen to another song of yours. Before it gets too confusing. Half Alive mit Arrow nochmal. Auf Flux FM. Heute Abend im Privatclub. Wir werden gleich Tickets verlosen im Anschluss ans Interview. Life begins to happen. Yeah, Half Alive mit Arrow auf Flux FM. What's the name of the, is it like a mock or something on the guitar? Like these frequencies that are not on the mock. There's something.
There's definitely like a phaser and maybe an overdrive as well as like maybe an octave pedal.
Yeah, there's
a lot of stuff.
The octaves.
Yeah.
I think I was concentrating on the octaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another interesting topic for the average radio listener, right? Which effect have you exactly used
on the signal?
Went
deep there, yeah.
I'm sorry, listener.
That actually happened. We chose a lot of effects for that part. So great ear.
Great ear, but nobody cares out there. They're like, give away the tickets for the show now. Or play some more
carry
music.
Carry on.
When one's looking at bands that we play a lot right here on this station, there's more and more good stuff coming from LA. I mean, something seems to be in the water there right now. Because because
it really is.
I've always thought. I mean, there's something in the air right now. Something like a herb that's been legalized. I think maybe maybe that has something to do with that as well. But something has changed because when I'm looking back, I think of LA bands as like hair metal bands, or maybe there's a good rap hip hop crew coming from there, but it's not. Now it seems like there's all different kinds of genres happening there and young, fresh tunes coming up. Do you have an explanation for that? Is it really the weed?
I think a lot of people are coming in to LA from and bringing in a lot of different influences. And I know that just even us three have even found a lot of different communities in LA that do different types of music really, really well.
Mm. So is there something like a scene for you guys? Is there a few bands that you hang around with or share your rehearsal space with or that inspire you from the LA scene? Or is it?
I think we've mostly just been doing our own thing.
Yeah, cool.
Even like when we first started, we purposefully didn't play shows for such a long time and like just really focused on online content and making like sure that our music between the three of us was really tight before we released anything.
Yeah. I think a scene is only formed by journalists, you know?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, there's three bands from LA that I like right now. I think there's a scene happening.
Right.
I think they all take heroin together and share their wives, you know? Which is like never true.
Right.
It's like a journalistic approach kind of thing. It's just me trying to understand what's happening.
Right.
I think LA as well is just what we were kind of talking about with the YouTube and just the overall approach to kind of video and connecting to the world, I guess. Everything's international now, so even us, like, we listen to, like, Christine the Queen's, like, French artists, like, everything is just...
Her.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. So incredible.
I think we're just taking that sound from just internationally from so many little pockets and trying to create something new. So I think that's what LA's doing a lot, too, is just, like, we love everything from different pockets because it's such a multicultural hub right now.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to create something with that.
And as soon as your English band has gotten a bit more big, you know, or a bit bigger, the lead singer goes to LA, I guess, right? I think we've talked to the Wombats last week. Their singer lives in LA. Razor Light, Johnny Borrell, he used to live in LA as well. So
it's nice there. I mean, it's warm. It makes sense why people move there. Appreciate it. Yeah,
I've never been there. Maybe I'm gonna visit LA soon and start a musical career.
We'll go surfing together.
Yeah. Wow, man. I would really love to do that.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for the next few months? Because there's only a few singles out now.
Mm-hmm.
I know that right. that you are able to record stuff on your own as well, and that you're having the ability to do videos on your own. Right, so, yeah. So what's happening next? What's your plan for 2019?
Definitely working on a larger body of work that will be released with more videos, more shows, and coming back to Germany and everything. But to be denounced.
Not denounced.
Yikes.
But is there,
please don't denounce it.
Are you going to work towards an LP or something? Or because I think with your band, it might make sense. Although I'm still in love with the old school long player, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like that form as well.
Okay, cool. Because I think with your band, it might be cool as well to go for little snippets and pieces with the video accompanied by a nice little film or something.
It's probably a mixture between both. Yeah. And a mix between everything, like having a long form, but then also having like music videos that connect to each other or like songs that connect in that way, and like have a bit more single focused, but long form is the way.
Yeah.
And of the future.
And I would love to see a long form video, like a feature film.
Yeah.
Made
that'd be
by
super
you guys.
Fun.
Very cool.
Because I think you guys have the ideas for it.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good idea to just go for something completely different.
We would love to do that.
Yeah. Or maybe you get asked for a soundtrack or a score. Would you do that? Because I think that's a bit more complicated with the director sitting beneath you and like, no. That's not the feeling I was looking for or something.
Totally. We would have to discuss that before agreeing. But, yeah.
I think we want to focus on what we are, but I think we all have appreciation for film. And yeah, so that would be fun for the future.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Totally. So we're looking for the Half-Alive feature film in the near future.
Yeah.
Don't want to put too much pressure onto you guys.
Come into theaters. Near you.
October 1st.
Yeah. What? Let's put a date on it right now.
No, but I want to thank you for visiting. I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show and
thank
for
you.
The next moves. And you know that we're partners in crime now. We've met. We got along, kind of.
Yeah.
So you send us more stuff.
Yeah, we're going to go surfing. It's going to be a whole thing.
It's going to be cool. So you're going to send us more stuff as soon as it's done.
Absolutely.
And for the people out there, ich habe die letzten Tickets für Half Alive heute Abend im Privatclub, die ich jetzt verlosen darf, unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Heute Abend im Privatclub Half Alive aus California, die wir hier wohl noch des Öfteren begrüßen werden dürfen in Berlin. Thanks, guys. Have fun tonight. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Heute Abend auf Flux FM.